Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Beis Omud Beis. And we are in the 6th volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Yetzir Hashem concluding Simen Tov Kuf Samach Vav and starting Tov Kuf Samach Zayin. So we begin on the second line, Mem Beis Omud Beis with Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, B'tanis Tzibur, on a regular Tanis Tzibur, Yamdu Shnayim Etzo Shliat Tzibur. When they are saying the Slichos, there should be two people besides the Chazan up there, one to his right and one to his left. Etzo Shliat Tzibur, Mizeachod. Why? Shiomru imo slichos, that they should say the slichos with him. And this, the Mishneh Berurah brings down in Siv Katan Chav Beis, the Afinu Mimoshe, we learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu, where it says, Tilsiv Yaron v'chur tomchu biyodav mizeachod mizeachod, the Gomer. So therefore, it says that we should be doing like Moshe Rabbeinu did, with Aaron and Chur, each to the side of him, and this resembles the way that they pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu then, so we should say the slichos and the Tanasibur then. That was an ace tzor for Klal Yisrael. They were fighting Amalek, and therefore we should do the same pattern of having the chazan with a person on his right and a person on his left. However, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't do this nowadays. We have the chazan up there by himself. We don't necessarily have a person to the right and to the left of him. Because everybody is saying it, as opposed to in those days, apparently only the Chazan said it, or maybe the other two people as well. And therefore, they needed to pattern itself after Moshe, Aaron, and Chur. But nowadays that we all say it, therefore it's not necessary. The Chazan can stay there by himself. Sivches, the Mechaber writes, Kol Tanis Sibur, on every Tanis Sibur, Yesh Bo Nesius Kapayim B'Mincha Chutz Miyom HaKippurim. That when you daven Mincha, you duchen. Nesius Kapayim is duchening. So this is talking about an Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see. And therefore, they were duchen by a Tainis, by Mincha time. The one exception being Yom Kippur. However, the Ramah points out, Hagah, Ubegalilos, in Golos Nebuch, our minhag is not to say, Nesias Kapayim, we don't duchen every day. The real Sfardim, however, they do duchen every day, even in Chutz Loretz, but Ashkenazim follow the minhag of the Ramah, and our minhag is, Ubegalilos, in Golos, nowadays, Ha'elu, Nebuch, should end very soon, and B'Amir B'Amenu, we should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and all go to Eretz Yisrael, and not have the restriction of duchening only, as Ramah tells us, ain't no argument in Sius Kapayim, rak be Musaf Shiyantiv. We only do it when the supreme happiness of Yantiv and Musaf of Yantiv, Ashkenazim duchen in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, they duchen every day. Again, the Sfaradim, they duchen as well, even in Chutz La'aretz. Ramah says, I've discussed all of this, and this has all been learned in the halachas of Nesius Kapayim. And the Mishneh Berurah points out, this is Simon Kuf Chav Tes. And we'll see this in a moment in the Mishneh Berurah. And this din is brought down for the Mordechai, and that goes by Monios. Mishneh Berurah Siv Kon Chav Gimel tells us, Mikomokom Nafgamina, even though we don't duchen amongst the Ashkenazi congregations, there still is a Nafgamina of this din. So therefore, whether we say Elokeinu V'Kevaseinu, yes, that is the minhag Ashkenazim by Tanis Sibur, by Mincha, we do say in the Chazar Sashatz, Elokeinu V'Kevaseinu, even though we don't duchen. And he says, the rule is, the Bemokom Yesh Midino, Nesias Kapayim, wherever you would duchen, so then Ashkenazim who don't duchen in Chutz Laretz, we say Omrim Elokeinu V'Kevaseinu, Brachenu V'Chule, we do insert that in the Shmona Esrei. Finally, he says, Ayin La'el and Sim Kuf Chav Tes, Sifal of Mishneh Berurah, those halachos of Nesias Kapayim are discussed over there, Shomavu Kol Prote Dinim Elu V'Tameyim, all these halachos discussed over there. That concludes Simon Tov Kuf Samach Vav, and now we begin Tov Kuf Samach Zayin, which deals with the dinim of ti'ima, of tasting, or chitzis hapeh, and rinsing out the mouth, whether you're permitted or not permitted to do this on a tainis. So we'll do Sif Aleph today. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll finish the Simon tomorrow. The Mechaber starts Sif Aleph. Hashori b'tanus. If somebody is immersed in a tainis, in other words, he's fasting, what can he do about tasting the food that he's preparing for that night? Yochol litom kidei revius. He is permitted to go and have a revius of the food, ubavad shiflo, but he has to spit it out. He's not allowed to swallow it. But that's on a regular tainus. Ubiyom kippurim, ubatish above also on Yom Kippur and Tish above, even that is not allowed. The Ramah adds, Hagah, v'yesh machrim b'chol tanasibur. The Ramah says, no, we're machbir on all the tanasibur not to go and even taste the food. V'hochi nogin. It brings out from Tosos, that goes by Monios, and Trumas Hadeshin, that this is in fact the correct minhag. Now, let's look at the Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Aleph. He says, im yesh bo melech ol tavlin, you want to taste it to see if it has enough salt or enough spices in it. The lo kibal alei shelo yeyoneh, you didn't accept upon yourself with these tanesim that you wouldn't get hanoah from fruit. You just said, Elishal Yochal V'yishta. The issue is eating and drinking. V'zeh lo mikri achil ushtia. And tasting is not considered eating or drinking. However, he says, V'yav shor, da'afilu kavanoso lihanos atzmo shori. He says, even, he brings this down the Magen Avraham, who Chayin Hetik HaElyo Rabba, since it's also opinion of the Elyo Rabba, that even if your intention is to get enjoyment out of it, nevertheless, it's permissible. Shari, Kivim Shein HaBoleh. As long as you're not swallowing it, it's not called Achila Ushasiyah. And even if you're enjoying it, you're allowed to do this. Then he brings down, Kozavataz, the Din of the Shulchan Aruch Hu Dafka L'Inyan Tainis. This din is specifically only in regard to a tainis. Avobisha mudor me'ez a meichel. If somebody has made an eder not to have a certain type of meichel, so even though he said he's not going to eat this meichel, also I feel a litomo. He's not allowed to taste it, a little float, and even to spit it out. Because when he took himself upon himself not to have this food, he made an eder not to eat this food, me'ez a meichel, the shem hano kibal ale. That included as well hano from the food, which is getting when you taste it, even if you're spitting it out. The issue food number one brings down, ul'inyan bracha al timas tafshil. Should you or should you not make a bracha when you're tasting something like this and spitting it out? For example, you're checking to see if it needs salt or spices. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Yud taught us, she'im polto, if you're spitting something out, ein tzarech levarach, lo lefoneh, v'lo lachra. You don't make a bracha rishona, you don't make a bracha achrona. However, v'imbalo, if you're swallowing it, then he writes, yesh omrim shetom bracha, then you have to make a bracha beforehand. And if you have the shear, you'd have to make a bracha afterwards as well, but it's unlikely you're going to have the shear if you're just tasting it. And he says, and this is true, even if you're just tasting it after it's already been cooked and it's too late to add anything. It's fully cooked and you can't really correct it at this point in time. You just want to know, is it tasty? Is it not tasty? So the Mishnah Berurah over there said, the name of the Al-Yarab and the Prima Godim, this is also included in the tasting. You wouldn't make a brach on this because you're not doing it for the purposes of eating. You're doing it to see, is the food going to be able to be served that night or not? Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis, where he says that the shear is revius. We said if you want to taste, as long as it's less than a revius and you're spitting it out, it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah explains how low it's from a revius of a lug, which is hainu beitzo mechzo, which is 1.5 beitzim. There are 6 beitzim in a lug, and therefore a quarter of a lug is going to be a quarter of 6 beitzim, which is 1.5 beitzim. The issue foot number 2 brings down, however, the shear of revius is regards to mashkin, to liquids. Avlam toim dover meichel, if you're eating something solid, so then we learned in Simon Rei Shud, in regards to Birchas Hananin, Shemitzadin Hoachronim, Shishur Hurak Ad Kidzayas, then it's only a Kidzayas, which is a smaller amount. There are either 2 or 3 Kidzayasim in a Beitza. Dishavut number 3 brings down that this shear of a Beitza Mechza, we also learned in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Shemisharim Bebeitza Im Kliposa. When you're measuring the size of a Beitza, it's the Beitza with the shell. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Gimel, and he says that you must spit it out, ubavad shiyafloat. So he says, the ilav hochi choshiv shesiyah. If you don't spit it out, then it's called drinking. Vafilu mashu asr, and then even a small amount is going to be asr. And this is brought down in Sharet Zion, Oz Beis, in the name of the Rashba, and is also brought down in the Bir HaGra. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, umikol makom, im ovar rishosa, o ochal betzom. If you went and drank or you ate on the fast day as part of this tasting, and then you swallowed it, Yitzhak Shem, we're going to learn in Simon Tov Kuf Samaches, Shibidiyevit, after the fact, Kol Shalo Ochal Kezayis, as long as you didn't eat a Kezayis' worth, or Lo Shosukam Lo Lugmov, you didn't drink a cheekful's worth, Yashlim Taniso Boso Yom, you're allowed to finish the Tainis that day, you don't have to make it up. Ein Tzorich Lesanos B'Yom Ach. Then he says, what happens if a person has to take medication? Hatzorich Lishtos Kedei Livloa Trufa. You need to take a pill, and you need to take some water with the pill. So obviously, if you can take the pill without the water, so then that's the best etzah. But if you have to take water, so Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal has brought down the Kovitz Tovav Ora, he says, Shikochenu im ma'at mayim pochus b'kashir. In this situation, you should take a little sip of water, less than the shir. Shebekach adayin nechshav besana. And you're even considered fasting in that situation. However, l'chatchila, as I just pointed out, Rav Nissen Karolitz Zatzal brings down, should try to take it without water. But if you can, then use the minimum amount of water necessary. And he says, he suggests as well, that you make that water bitter. So it's not, therefore, going to be something that you get any hanah from, and then you can drink it. And he says, v'meish l'trufa tam ore, if the pill that you're taking has a sweet taste to it. So then, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, brought down in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, says, Shiat tofu so b'niyor dak vivlena. Wrap it up in something that is edible, a thin paper of some sort, and then swallow it, and this way you won't taste the good taste. He also brings down from Dayan Weiss Zatzal, the Minchas Yitzchak, Shekos of Le'inyan Yisrael Litom Lefnei Kiddush. The same rule applies. You're not allowed to taste something before Kiddush on Shabbos. Shekivan She'ein Hanoa B'Shasiyas Mayim L'Tzorch Zeh. Since if you're taking a pill, you're not really getting any noah from the drinking, you're just doing it to swallow the pill. Yesh Lahatir B'Tzirif Otsvaros. Based upon this and other reasons, he says you'd be allowed to do so. However, he says, Livloa trufo im sharmashkim osur. But to take it with anything other than water, hey, with orange juice or with soda or something like that, you're definitely getting hana that you shouldn't do. You should only do it with plain water. And he says, ulinyan truful amachla she'enu misukenes. If you're taking it for a non-life-threatening reason, ach mimeno olu lavo leklal sakonim. But if you don't take it, you could lead to Rachmana Luslan being sick. So Rav Moshe Feinstein's not telling the Igros Moshe has already said, she'enu yochol lavo b'lomayim. It's such a pill. If you can't take it without water, you again mutu lekachto imayim afilu b'yom kippur. You can take it even in Yom Kippur. If you don't take this, could lead to life-threatening illness. So then, of course, you can take it even with water, even on Yom Kippur, if necessary. Mishabur continues in Sifkat and Dal, and he says, Uyama Kippur mitishabab asur. However, tishabab Yom Kippur is different, because the Mishabur says, the Ev Shalomar Shlo Kibel Aleh. You can't say in that situation that you never accepted upon yourself not to get any Hanoah, because the Lab Bekabal Oso Talya has nothing to do with your accepting it or not. These are already accepted for you. Ba'afilu Bepachas Revius Oso. And these days, even less than Revius is not allowed. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, and even if you're certain that you can just taste it and not swallow it, so we're going to learn in Simon Tov Reish Yud Beis, nevertheless, shall also be on Kippur litom. You're not allowed to taste it on Yom Kippur. And he says, even if it's less than the shear, and the Sharet Zion adds over there, it's a double pashut. Sharet Zion, isur mach masatzel. It's also to have anything. And he brings down from the Yad of Ram, should be Yisurim, in regards to these types of Yisurim, hechmiru. And therefore, even tasting is also on Yom Kippur. Sifkon Hey, as opposed to on the other Tanis Siburim. The Ramah says that we're machmir, even on the other Tanis Siburim, however, not to go and taste anything. The Mishbur explains, Hainu arba tanisim aksuvim. This is the other four, the standard four tanisim, from Gedaya, Sorbeteves, Shavos Betamos, and Tishabab. The Bahem Nami ain't Sor Kabbalah. You don't have to accept anything. These are, so to say, accepted for us. And he brings down the Sharet Zion, Ostalid. This is from the Vilna Gaon, as opposed to Shar tanisim, like the Beis Hei Beis, or other tanisim that we're talking about. And this is also Pesach of the El Yerabba. The issue for number 6 brings down, Uvetam dasa Shulchan Aruch, Shalo Asa Elabiyom Kippur B'Tishabab. Why did the Shulchan Aruch only Aser, Yom Kippur, and Tishabab? Why did the Ramah say, and the same is true for the other Tanaisim? So the Vilna Gaon brings down, Shol Ubedin, Shar Arbo Somos, Nemar B'Gemara, that the other four Tanaisim, besides Yom Kippur, the three that we're talking about besides Tishabab, Som Gedaya, Asur B'Tavis, and Shavas B'Tamas, Shimrotsu Misanibem, Imlo Eina Misanin. It depends on the political milieu. It depends whether Klai Yisrael is in a good time or in a bad time. So technically, you wouldn't have to fast if Klai Yisrael is in a good time. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch didn't consider that. Shagam Achri Shekibul Aleim Shlosha Somos Elu Kitanis Kavua. So therefore, these three fasts are actually not considered in the same way that Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur is as a Tanis Kavua. And we call Makom, nevertheless, Nechshav Kitanis Hatluya B'Kabal Osam. And it's dependent upon, so to say, Klai Yisrael accepting it. Lachain, therefore, Ti'ima muteris b'em, that's why the Mechaber said the Ti'ima technically is muteris on them, as opposed to Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Albeit, again, the Ramah paskins l'chumra. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Sivkot and Vav, the Ramah said, this is where we paskin, v'mokum sudas mitzvah shemavashlam b'yom v'sorach laila. If there's going to be a sudas mitzvah that night, let's say a pidyon haben, or bris mila, or some other sudas mitzvah, a mesechta, see mesechta, yishlismoch adei rishon, you can rely upon the Mechaber, mahati b'shari tanisim, litom tavshu ma'at ma'at, imesh b'melech v'tavim. You can rely that you would be allowed to taste it in that situation, to see if there's enough salt and spices in it, fill the flow, and then to spit it out. It brings down the name, the Chayyadim. The Bir Halacha, Dibra Masku, Biyom Kippur, and Tisha B'Av brings down Hatam Kostavin of Mishnah Berurah. The reason that we brought down Mishnah Berurah, Mishum De'inu Lo B'Kabbalah So Toloi, that these Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av don't require Kabbalah. L'Shayach Lomar B'Hu, and therefore we don't say that Derech Ma'achilu Shasiya Kibbalah, that only eating and drinking, as opposed to Hana, is forbidden on them. And that's the Heter for the others to be Toim, but not on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. And therefore, V'Shari L'Machaber, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, Mishari Tainos Hatzibur Aksuvim. And that's why we said, and we discussed this in the Dirshu footnote as well, why the Mechaber holds that Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are different than the other fast days. And this is brought down in the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rivash. He then says, the Chavetz Chaim, Ube'eshkol, in the Sefer Eshkol, he saw, Shehetik is Divrei Hari Abartzoloni, the Rif from Barcelona. Shemimenu Noveya Hadin, Lesar Atima B'Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Why? It's also even Tima on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. And he says, the reason is, the Kaimalon, also Lahoshit Yodu Lamayim Be'elu, that you're not even allowed to put your hand in water on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. Any Hanoz Asura. And that was the lashon of the Riyah Barceloni. And his intention, chavarasa, kemo linyu rechitza, just like in regards to rechitza, it's not the rechitza mamish that's asur, it's even afilu hoshatas yad demayim, even putting your hand in water, which isn't really rechitza. Therefore, the same thing applies by achila. It's not the achila mamish that's asur, elohu adin kol hanoa shel achila, any benefit of achila. The equivalent of putting your finger in the water is tasting something regarding to food. And therefore, it's pashut, the biyom kippurim, the tishah b'av, it's asur. However, the Ramah is matik from the Tosos. He concludes that the chol tainish ain't sort of Kabbalah also. Any tainish where you don't have a Kabbalah, it's also. So he doesn't apply this reason to the Riyah Barceloni, but it's very interesting, this discussion brought down in the Eshkol from the Riyah Barceloni. This is a good break point with this we conclude today's shir.